Russell, I see that we have a blue cheese who got the champion of cheese.
We do, we do. And it's one that I would think most people probably know. It's been on the market here, I'm not sure how long, but for quite a while. Sort of mainland special reserve creamy blue. Mm-hmm. So not an expensive blue, but on the day that we judged it last Sunday, I mean, it was a stunning example of a really well-made blue.
I find it really difficult to get my fussy friends to eat blue, and it wasn't so long ago I was at my friend Lionel's house, and her mother said, oh no, don't eat blue, don't eat blue. And I threw some, I think it was Castello blue, which is a blue that most people...
Very, very high-fat blue. Yes.
Yeah.
Extremely high-fat blue.
But she loved it after I forced it down her throat.
Yes.
What do you say to people who won't go beyond a bar of cheddar or a block of cheddar?
Just try it. I mean, the thing with, I mean, this mainland blue, like it's not, you know, it's a mild to medium flavoured blue, nice balance. Even this morning, we've had a couple of people try it and say, I don't eat blues much, but they've tried it and think, wow, that's pretty good. So I think one of the problems that you probably have here, as we had in Australia, that most people who have tried a blue who aren't, you know, particularly cheese eaters, they've probably picked up a Danish blue out of the supermarket. And I'd have to say they'd probably kill your dog, basically. They are so over-blued and so unpleasant. And once you've tasted that really unpleasant blue, you don't want to go near it again.
No,
but,
fair enough.
But the blues you're making here in New Zealand, I mean, most of them are sort of medium in terms of flavour, and some of the mild, creamy ones, great way to start.
Do you think when you're looking in the supermarket, because they tend to here, I don't know if they do this in Oz, but they tend to stock cheeses, the ones that you play just a little bit more for, go in a slightly more deli sort of area, and then there's the other, not so expensive, in with the butter and the milk and the yeah.
That's right, exactly the same as in Oz. That's how it's sort of presented in the supermarkets, yeah. So.
Is there anything, do you think that some of the cheaper brands would put you off?
No, I think of the locally made cheeses, no, I don't think they would. I think they're all quite well made, and they're made from market, so they're not doing something that is really in your face. Mm. So, no, I think the cheaper brands, and you see here, like New Zealand makes brilliant cheddars, and so your supermarket cheddars, whether you want a mild one, medium or full flavoured, even at the cheaper end of the range, I mean, they are excellent cheeses.
So if you are going to venture beyond Tasty, Edam and Mild,
yes,
is there a way to sample cheese so that you don't give yourself too much of a fright?
Right. I mean, I was a retailer and had a small cheese shop, and so when people came in and they didn't know cheese, I'd say, try it. I mean, that's the best way. Like, if people want to learn about cheese, go into, you know, a specialist cheese shop and just ask. And people are often afraid to do that, but just go in and ask them, you know, ask. I mean, if you can't taste it, you shouldn't be buying it. You know, that's my philosophy. And hence, I think small specialty shops are really the way to, if you want to learn about cheese, to go in and taste something and see if you like it. You
know? What would your idea of heaven be with cheese?
Oh, I think, you know, having grown up with cheddars, to me, you know, a 2 or 3 year old cloth rinded, matured cheddar, I don't think cheese gets much better than that.